1039 LI News Radio. Follow us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook and listen live 24/7 at linewsradio.com.
Well, taking a break from absolute water travesty happening in Nassau. We got a great cause happening once again. It is upon us this coming weekend. Subject of a spotlight segment on Long Island. Always great when the Polar Plunge takes place. And great having Jen Cantone, Special Olympics. I mean, what a job she does with a plunge in the Olympics. Great to have you, Jen, once again.
Thank you so much for having us.
And a special athlete. Always great to have Mr. Matt Schuster with us. Swimmer extraordinaire. And we're going to find out. His season is underway, by the way, in full, right? And we're going to find out exactly. Matt, welcome aboard. There you go. I want you to speak right into that mic like you're almost going to eat. It's like an apple. See this apple? Think of that mic as an apple. You're going to take a bite of it if you have to.
Thank you for having me.
Great having you here. We also have Councilwoman, 2nd District, Town of Brookhaven. Her name, Jane Bonner, of course. Jane, how are you?
I'm great, Jay. How are you guys? Hi, Jen. Hi, Matt.
Hi. Hi.
Great having Jane aboard. And Jane, of course, congratulations to her as Mr. Tran does some technical work in here to fix these mics. But Jane, we'll start out with you. You know, great job, big win, you know, lots of unity last week at election headquarters, Stereo Garden, Patchogue. Tremendous stuff.
Yeah, it was an exciting night, very exciting night. But you know what? You hit the ground running the very next day. And here we are talking about the Polar Plunge this weekend.
Well, we got a big one, then we'll go right to Jen Cantone on that. Jen, you know, it is here. Now, I participated twice. I love it. The turnout has been great. Weather-wise, by the way, it's supposed to be really good like the last
fantastic.
Couple of
weeks. Fantastic. Yep. Supposed to be a great day on Saturday. It's our 8th annual Town of Brookhaven Polar Plunge, all to benefit the athletes of Special Olympics New York, happening this Saturday up at Cedar Beach in Mount Sinai. Registration starts at 9. We plunge at noon. There will be plenty of food and things for everybody to do. And thank you once again to Councilwoman Jane Bonner for participating and plunging with us.
There you go. And we have our own Mr. Letterman that will emcee the festivities. Job he always does. We look forward to that. And great stuff, Mr. Schuster. You look phenomenal. Participant. I know you'll be in that water.
Oh, yeah.
You and I have gone in together the last couple of years. I won't be there this year, but you and I have gone together. And how's that swimming coming along?
Swimming's coming along. There's a whole new season of swimming, and I'm ready for a reason.
Hey, how about that? Jane, it's always such a great cause. Yeah, it's always such a...
Matt's a serious plunger, too. I mean, he's the first one when I started plunging 8 years ago that let me know that you just couldn't run in and splash. You had to dive in and get your hair wet. So,
got to go in.
He's serious about this.
You have to go in, no question, in full. And Jane, always a great turnout. You know, I've always noticed, having done this the last couple of years there, the crowds have gotten bigger, in my opinion. The support is immense. That's great stuff.
You know, I always say all the time that to fundraise for an event like Special Olympics is very, very heartwarming. The participants, the Special Olympians themselves, they just have such a great personality. They're so excited. They love participating, and it's hard to not get swept up in that enthusiasm. It's really not, regardless of the weather.
No question about it. And we've been fortunate. Jen, I tell you, you know, you can't, I mean, near 60 on Saturday. I remember last year, a little chill in the air, but the sun was out last couple of years, right?
Yeah, we've been very, very lucky. And last year was about 60 degrees. This year is going to be about 60 degrees, which puts the water temperature probably around 50. So this is a plunge to do. If it's on your bucket list, come out and support us, and this is the one to do. We have so many food vendors this year, and it's just going to be incredible.
Talk to me about the park. Go ahead, Jane.
I'm sorry, Jay. No, you go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, you know, with Jen, you know, what a partnership, Special Olympics, the plunge. Give us a little background. How did it all get started for you in this regard? How did the two kind of come together here?
Well, we had one plunge up in Nassau County. We were looking to bring it to Suffolk County, and there was no better place for us than the town of Brookhaven.
And Cedar Beach, perfect,
and Cedar
right?
Beach is a perfect location. So we came to the town, and they embraced us with open arms, and it's been an amazing partnership ever since. And we are so incredibly thankful to the supervisor and to all of the town council members, especially, you know, Jane and Kevin Laval, who go in every year. We are so thankful for them, and, you know, it's... We couldn't put this on without them.
Now, you're telling me LaValle goes in. I remember last year. And I've lost some memory here. You're telling me Kay LaValle goes in.
Yes.
I'm with that. I want some video of that this year. Let's see what happens.
He dives right in with
me. He goes in? Okay, I'll take your word for it.
He stays close to me because I can't see very well without my glasses.
Right.
So he stays kind of close to me so I don't get lost in the shuffle and I can find my way out. My husband's standing there with my glasses first thing.
There you go. Know, hey, so Jane, don't worry. I'm the same way. Last year, I could have used my specs. I hate to tell you where I ended up, but I won't go into that. It's a family show. But all in all, I was very glad to put my glasses on when I got out of there. So it's a wonderful cause. Let's turn to Mr. Matt Schuster. Give me an idea what you're doing now, my friend. How is the training? You're training. You got the meets and everything. Give the audience an idea what you're doing.
The basketball just started. We have practices now at Christ the King in Commack.
Okay.
And I also do swimming at St. Joseph's College.
Yep.
In Patchogue. And that's about it right now.
You look like you are in phenomenal. You know, Jane, I'm looking at Matt Schuster. He looks like...
Matt's lost some weight. Matt's in serious training mode.
I'm going to tell you right now. He looks like a bit shorter version of Mike Phelps.
There you go.
I mean, he's got the swimmer's look to him. It's unbelievable, including the hair.
I saw him when we do a little segment for before town board. We did it last month for a Channel 18 spot, and I saw Matt and Jen looks awesome as well.
Thank you.
Jen looks good.
Jen looks
Thank
awesome.
You.
And I was like, Matt, you're so buff. And this is some serious plunging going on. I said, I better cut back on my carbs here.
Yeah, no, he's something to be reckoned with. You look phenomenal, Matt Schuster. Jen, this continues. You know, so many of these great events, the plunges all over the place. And, boy, I tell you, I'm waiting for a nice 10-degree day when you could really, you know, kind of test your moxie.
That's very true. We've had some days, you know, some plunges up there that it's been really windy and it's been cold.
Yeah.
And I understand when you hear polar plunge, oh, if it's 60 degree, you know, that's not a polar plunge, but it absolutely is because the water is cold. But I will take a beautiful sunny 60 degree day any day.
No question.
To go in.
And I'll take a Matt Schuster any day. You know, this Special Olympics is so important. I mean, we hear of all the events all over the place. It's just amazing to me, not only the participation within, but the constant support that is drummed up locally. It's vital and it's effective.
It is. We have over 7,100 athletes here on Long Island and over 68,000 in the state of New York that participate with us. They can choose from one of any 22 Olympic-style sports to train and compete in. And it's all at no charge to them or their families. And it costs us about $400 per athlete per season. So thanks to our corporate sponsors and the community, that's how we are able to have our athletes perform at their very best.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Jane, I tell you, it's great stuff. The town has you know, really come together over this thing. You know, it's one thing, and I got to tell you, and I know all the town boards and everything else, you guys especially in Brookhaven, you know, I say this, and listen, I'm a little partial. I live in the town, but they really, all of you really come together in such a big way. Supervisor through the council folks, everybody involved here coming together, a great cause. That's what it's all about. It's about unity and really showing support.
And giving back. And, you know, we all feel very fortunate to have been reelected. And to be able to have a platform to promote Special Olympics. And what greater way than to have it in Brookhaven, Cedar Beach, which is the ideal location.
Yeah.
And here we all come together, regardless of party affiliation, to promote a great organization like Special Olympics, because people like Matt... You know, I just wrote down Jennifer's statistics because I've been promoting my fundraising page and Special Olympics and the Polar Plunge on my Facebook page, and I'm going to add Jennifer's numbers to my most recent post because I don't think people realize how many Special Olympian participants there are, not only just on Long Island, but statewide. And for people like Matt and a lot of his friends, T.J. Timmons lives in Rocky Point, and he sings the national anthem every year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, their families, their guardians, they're not burdened with having to come up with the money for their loved ones to participate. It's all done by fundraising, and there's absolutely no better feeling in the world than to help somebody that needs it. I can honestly tell you that.
No, there's no question. You know, Jane is right, Jen. When you can help folks out like that with costs and everything, I mean, it goes such a long way.
It does, and you can come to any one of our competitions and see where your donations are going, and shake Matthew's hand, and Matthew will give you a hug and tell you how thankful he is. And a lot of people use this plunge as the kickoff to the holiday season, and it's their way of giving back. And you can come down on Saturday starting at 9 and join us.
Yeah.
You know, it's...
And registration. Let's give the registration stuff. So everything kind of kicks in at 9, correct?
Yep, registration.
The plunge itself is at noon?
Is at noon.
Noon, okay.
Yes.
So you got time
to... Jay,
yeah. Go ahead, Jay.
We have so many town hall employees, CSEA members, that participate in this, that it's really gratifying and heartwarming to see so many town employees. I mean, first of all, it's always so funny to see people in their bathing suits. You never expect to see your coworkers in their bathing suit, but there we all are standing there.
And it's awesome.
It is awesome.
It's at the most basic level. We're all just human beings, you know? And they take this fundraising in a healthy, competitive way, because the more money that's ultimately raised, the better for Special Olympics.
Absolutely. And to get everybody involved, just to hear, you know, Matt Schuster's deal with the meets and everything else, and to build this self-confidence that he shows, you know, every year that I see him, and building that self-esteem, Jen Cantone. I mean, you can't put a price on that. That's the thing.
No, we have athletes that'll start out with us, and they've been doing nothing but sitting on a couch on an iPad, and then they train with us, and they compete with us, and their self-confidence grow, and their friendships grow, and then they go out in the workforce. You know, you'll see them when you're out, and you realize that your donation has gotten them, you know, from being isolated on their couch living at home to, you know, being out 4 or 5 nights a week at training at different sports.
Right.
It's an incredible transformation to see.
No question. Matt, give the audience an idea. Like, what is your stroke? What do you love to, is it the butterfly and the breaststroke? Where do you show the most?
Actually, in the past, I did a state games in 500 yards of 20 laps of breaststroke.
What? Whoa. 20 laps?
Yes.
It was incredible.
Are you kidding me?
Wow.
500 yards?
Yes.
That is unbelievable. I mean, I do 10 laps in my little old kidney-shaped pool, and it's why I can't. I'm telling you, it's unbelievable. I mean, I always say swimmers are the best athletes. But the breaststroke, that's your stroke of choice, huh?
Yes.
How about that?
And we have one of Matthew's teammates. Her name is Danielle Birnbaum. She's representing Long Island in Team New York in the National Games this coming, I believe, July up in Seattle. So that's going to be incredible to see her compete, you know, against everybody across the United States.
Awesome. Now, when you're done with the plunge, you obviously have other areas and everything else as far as you do other stuff around the island besides all this stuff?
Yes.
Give me what you're involved in.
Yep. We have, besides all of the fundraising, we have all of our competitions. We have a huge floor hockey tournament happening at Nassau Community College.
Very nice.
On Sunday. And then we'll have another floor hockey tournament in December. And then we kick off, and then we'll settle down a little bit for the holidays. And then we'll jump right back up again, you know, with our skiing and our snowshoeing and floor hockey still for the winter to get ready for our state games, which is happening in Brockport in February.
Very nice. I tell you, those are big tournaments. Matt,
really
incredible
are.
Stuff. You follow all the events and everything, right?
Yes, I have.
Besides all your own. That's great stuff. Jane, I tell you, it's something else, and we look forward to it. It's this Saturday.
This Saturday.
9 o'clock, folks. Cedar Beach, Mount Sinai. It's a great setting.
Be there.
Yep. The sun will be out. No excuses. You know what? Don't even bring a towel. 60 degrees. Let the sun dry you.
No, bring a towel and wear water shoes. You'll be surprised.
You need the shoes, though.
Your summer feet in the fall.
No, you're right. You got
to
wear those shoes.
Water shoes.
No, the rocks.
That is very, very important.
No, it is.
Any kind of old sneaker.
This is the North Shore. You need water shoes. You need something on your feet.
You really do. The rocks.
Yeah.
That's something else. Jane, can't thank you enough for a few here.
You're welcome, Jay. Thanks for promoting this. Thanks, Jen.
Anytime.
Thanks, Matt.
Thank
see you.
Thank you.
We'll see you Saturday.
Bye, guys.
There you
go.
Jane Bonner checking in. Congratulations, Jane. A big win. Continuing her trek there. Council District number 2. Jen, another plunge upon us.
Another plunge upon us. And we're so thankful to you and LA News Radio for your continued support. People can go to your website or they could go to polarplungeny.org/Brookhaven to register and get more information.
There you go. We look forward to that again, 9 o'clock. Get there early because you're going to see the crowd. Of course, Mr. Leonard J. Lindeman does a great job as far as emceeing. Cannot thank you enough for stopping in. Mr. Schuster?
Yes?
Until we meet again, my friend, don't be a stranger here at LA News Radio, okay?
Oh, I won't.
Continue the great events. I want to see some. Next time you come in, I want to see some trophies.
You got it, Jay.
All right, because I sense there will be a lot more coming in this season for you. Great stuff, Matt Schuster, Jen Cantone,
thank you.
Special
thank
Olympics,
you so much.
Polar Plunge, folks. Get out and support it this Saturday, 9 o'clock, Cedar Beach, Mount Sinai.